Good morning. Time once again for that Medicine Ball Caravan to roll here on Public Radio. I'm Cecil Doyle. And we've got music on the stack by Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars. They are just part of Rootstock, a brand new festival that will be taking place in a Beaver Park right near Vermilionville tomorrow. Actually, like Saturday throughout the day, beginning at 12 noon. We'll hear some Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars, but let's kick it off with some David Egan from his latest release, self-titled. Let's begin with a few funky dreams.
Thank you. a dream.
It's a brand new day with Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars. No turnarounds from the La Louisiane Sessions. Before that, David Egan, kicking off our program with a few funky dreams from his new self-titled debut release. Now, well, his third release, but his self-titled first, his first self-titled album, we'll call it that. It's 11 minutes past the hour. Looking at the weather, what can I say? A nice one. You can see the sun shining. A high today reaching about, 63 degrees, a north breeze at 15 to 20. Clear skies overnight with a low of 44, and a nice sunny day tomorrow with a high of 66. Currently it's 54 and sunny here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me in the studio, I've got Roddy Romero of the world famous Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars. Straight from a performance last night at Cafe Vermilionville. Where did you play last night?
Cafe Vermilionville.
And of course, getting ready for a big performance at the first annual Rootstock Festival that takes place at Beaver Park, right near Vermilionville. And that will be going on all day Saturday. And we've got Roddy in the studio. Morning, Roddy.
Good morning to you, Cecil.
Man, you guys have been staying busy, of course, as always. For those of you who may not have caught it yet, if you go to our website at krvs.org, Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars are the first installment of our brand new video series that we feature on our website, with performances done right here in Cypress Lake Studios. And Joanna Devine has been hosting those, along with Allison and Peter doing the video, and a great feature that we have now. And you can catch Roddy as he previews a couple of songs from the upcoming album that we are looking forward to and have been looking forward to for some time. So check that out at krvs.org. Jeff, guys, have fun doing that one.
Well, we had a wonderful time, wonderful evening. You know, the studio is so great, and we were just waiting and waiting and waiting for the opportunity to do something like this here in this beautiful studio. And I'm glad that Joanna made the call, and the powers that be made the call and put it through. We're honored to be here and play some music in this beautiful place.
Oh, man, we're honored to have you, and especially being the debut of video. We'll be having other artists over the next few weeks. Every week we're gonna switch it up, and you're gonna see live performances right there on our website. Again, just go to the homepage; you can't miss it at krvs.org. Now, Roddy, you guys have stayed on the road pretty consistently. Every time I'm looking on Facebook, you guys are someplace.
Well, it's amazing the power of the social media stuff. You could say one little bitty blurb about something, and it just blows up. So it's crazy how that world works. But yes, we're just trying to keep moving forward. Is the secret behind all of the madness is just to keep moving forward. We've had a busy summer. I've had a busy summer playing with Zachary Richard, touring with him quite a bit up in Canada.
Oh, so you did shows other than
the local
one.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah, absolutely. So the band is busy. I'm busy. We're all very busy right now, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing to be busy. We're still writing some songs and finishing some songs and, you know, finishing touches on the brand-new recording that was started at Dockside, and it's being finished in New Orleans, so we're really excited about that. You know, I come from the philosophy of making a roux first, and you know, all my bandmates are on the same page about that. It takes a while, you know, and it takes a while to make a really great roux, and then you can start adding all the great ingredients after that. So,
well, so far your track record's a testament to that, because it's always a few years in between each release, but
sure.
But they're always worthwhile. And as I said, they got a lot. Every album gets a lot of mileage here on KRVS. We're still playing the La Louisiane sessions. How many years has been? It's been about what, 4 or 5 years?
Oh,
now,
more than
least.
That, I think. At least 7 or almost 8 at
wow.
this point. Yeah,
wow.
Time flies, man. Time flies. You're having fun.
It does, and. You were one of the first artists we've had perform in the studio here during the caravan, and that's we've been here already over four years,
right?
So it's like, you know, time just does right. fly, man. So so what is this new record going to be called? Have you got a title for it yet?
Well, it hasn't presented itself
okay.
yet. We have a few working titles, I think, between Eric and myself, but it's. Like the artwork, it hasn't presented itself yet. That ingredient is not ready to put in the gumbo just yet.
Well, I'm glad you're looking at it, the album as a package and as a whole work of art, is, you know, where so many people these days are figuring and just getting the songs out there, getting them, you know, a download, and that's all you got to worry about. But
we listen to records. We still listen to vinyl, you know, Aldous Roget records and Cliff Tichenor records. So those records, they made sense as a record, as a recording in time, as an album. I feel that with this process, we had we spent 6 days and, you know, 14-hour days locked in this beautiful compound of Dockside Studio. And we came out with 15 strong songs out of the whole 6 days. And they all make sense and they all work together. And it doesn't – one doesn't work without the other, I feel, as a package, if you want to use that term. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't see this one being a two-disc or like the last
one? Well,
it's
getting pretty close to it at this point.
That's what I mean. When you realize you have that many songs recorded, it's hard to choose.
If we were to make it a vinyl, we might have to throw in a couple of 45s along with that.
Vote as far. You know, that's a popular thing nowadays, throwing in an extra single and all that. Well, anyway, whenever it happens, of course, we're here with bated breath and waiting to throw it on the turntables, and we will do that.
I appreciate that.
Roddy, you've got your guitar. You feel like
I do.
You feel like strumming a little something at this hour of the morning?
Well, we'll see how many frogs come out the throat. But so this is a tune that was on my mind for a long, long time. And I presented it to the band one late night of the 6 days as, well, what are we going to do now kind of thing. And I said, well, I got this great song. It's a Bobby Charles tune. And it's one of the obscure songs that he's written, but I don't know why, because I think it's the best song he's ever written. I got the version from I don't know, probably YouTube. Speaking of social media, and it's just this beautiful version. So we went after it, and I feel like Bobby was watching, and maybe he gave us our blessing, because we nailed it in the second take, and it was done, and it's ready to go. So it's called I Hope, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
Sometime, somewhere, we're gonna meet again, I know. But I won't love you anymore. I hope somewhere, somehow, you're gonna need me like I'm needing you. I hope. Keep on dancing and let the music play. Tonight's my night that I wanna dance the night away. For tomorrow. You'll be gone. So long. Goodbye. I know that I'm gonna cry, but I'll forget you by and by. I hope, I hope, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful rendition of a Bobby Charles classic, I hope. And I do believe that's one of the ones you're doing on the
it
video.
Is. And, yeah, it is. It's a full band. Yeah.
So, yeah, great idea to throw that one on. Okay, we're talking to Roddy Romero, of course, of Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars. And with me in the studio, joining us is Todd Mouton of Louisiana Folk Roots. And Roddy is part of the big first annual, Rootstock Festival happening this Saturday. Welcome, Todd.
That's right. And Roddy's got a big old set full of special guests. We're pretty excited about that. And it was cool listening to you guys talk about the record because, you know, putting on a festival, it's sort of similar. You know, you want to think about how you're going to put it all together. And, you know, you got to do the production side. Where do things go? How are things set up in the studio? And then you got to put all those ingredients under the tent, the dancers, the bands, the sound engineers, and, you know, you kind of hope for magic. And I think we've got the odds weighted in our favor. We've got a 9-hour event Saturday, and I was just running through the names of all the various artists involved in my head, and it makes a good little paragraph. You could probably even make a haiku out of it or something.
yes, you probably could. Now, you know,
it's long band names, though. It's the problem. That's
well, I know. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll just use everybody's name because you got all these Cajun names in there. It's like the Acadian Wall, you know, in Grand Pré or something. Except we're going to do it right next to Vermilionville. And yeah, we got your Trons, your Bruce Hard, your Romeros. We got your Giots, who got a Swamp Pop name, and became Johnny Allen. Yeah. We've got your Frileys, your Greeleys, your Wimmers, your
right.
Richard, your Ducés.
And now that we've just moved out of October, you know, there hasn't been enough entertainment in Lafayette, so Todd decides, let's throw a new festival. But of course, this one, it's for a good cause. It's to help Louisiana Folk Roots, which Todd, tell us their mission and what they're all about.
We've been around for about 16 years, and we have produced the Dewey Balfa Cajun Creole Heritage Week. It's like a week-long learning camp, festival. It's kind of a combination of things. It's coming to Lafayette in April. It's been up in Chico State Park. It's been at Lake Foss Point State Park. We've done workshops. We've done jams. We have done a kids camp about 6 or 7 times now. And we're a community resource, and we provide programming and support to festivals of Acadiana and Creole. We provide we've done a lot of stuff at Festival International. And really, we got this great new home over there, right there on Fisher Road, next to Vermilionville. And we have folks who join us as members of Friends of Louisiana Folk Roots and drive up to Chico or fly down from literally 25 states or 6 countries every year. And we're part of the cultural fabric here, but maybe not as well known. So this is a chance for us to kind of do what we do best and invite everybody out and do what we all do best, you know, pay $20, come to a great festival, and help us continue all the projects we're really in the middle of. Our culture is at a great stage. All our cultures are at a great stage down here. And there's so much more to be done, though, at the same time. So that's why we're doing this.
Who are the teachers of this program?
It's crazy, man. You know, we you can literally come to the Balfa Week and sit knee-to-knee with, you know, someone like Grammy winner Steve Riley, who's playing Saturday. We have had, over the years, our staff is amazing. You know, Christine Balfa, Peter Schwarz, John O. Frischberg, Gina Forsyth, Jeffrey Broussard, Little Pop, Brad Frank. And this is, the Balfa Week is like a chance to learn dance from people like Corey Porsche. It's a chance to learn cooking from a variety of chefs, Chris Irwin, Pat Mold. And the music side is amazing because, yeah, Brazos Huval, you know, Anya Burgess, and it's a big coming together. And so Rootstock is really just, I think, one more little piece in the folk roots puzzle.
Right. I didn't hear my name in that mix as well. Did you?
I don't think I did. I wasn't keeping track, but yeah.
Well, you know, some of us lead by example. And
is there a hangout and drink beer portion of the –
Well, you know, we do call it an artist retreat, but that's great because we've got him on tape right now.
Uh-oh.
Saying that a 9 a.m., 5-day-a-week, 9 a.m. class is okay.
Hey, and, I can
and,
do it,
and
man.
I, problem. I know it is. And yeah, no, and actually you guys played the Chico thing years ago
as
a band, but no.
Maybe it's time for a
maybe
return.
Now that we're in the Hub City, perhaps the All-Stars.
Yes,
I love that.
And we did mention – I don't know if you mentioned that or not, but yes, now that the Balfa camp will be taking place in Lafayette next year, beginning next year. So, yeah, it's a whole new day and a whole new era, and things just keep growing. So, yeah, you guys are just doing great work. Well, tell us all about what's going to be happening at Rootstock, Todd.
Well, sure. Well, you know, first, you know, I got to say, you know, we have this special set. Roddy, I really appreciate Roddy coming by this morning. And we'd already planned to have this big Swamp Pop thing, and Johnny Allen, you know, did a great set at Festival International with the Hub City All-Stars a couple years ago, and Tommy McLean is on the bill, and a lot of people want to come out and dance to that.
Yeah.
We can announce now also that joining Roddy will be Zachary Richard and Michael Doucet.
Whoa.
Saturday. And hopefully a lot of folks out there in radio land and internet land. But it starts off at noon. We're having, you can have your brunch with Harsh Trojan on the Austin Express. We've got, you know, Taco Sisters. We've got all this barbecue from Mama T's. We've got Vermilionville out there. We've got five craft brews. And then we have a couple jam sessions. Gina Forsyth at 1:30, Ray Absher at 3. About 2 o'clock, Jeffrey Broussard gets on stage, and sort of the 4 to 6 slot is the Hub City All-Stars with all their guests. And about 6:30, we get Steve Riley up there. We've got kids' activities from noon to 5 with the little paintbrush. We've got a fun jump. It's a big green field with a big hill. It's a great sight. You could literally come fly a kite. You can bring your own tent. There's plenty of parking. And we're even going to show the Tiger game at 7 o'clock. If you go and get another beer right next to the beer tent, we'll have a little TV. You can watch the Tiger game.
Oh, wow. So anyway, yeah, that sounds like a great time. You cannot not have a good time showing up there. So, so anyway, begins again 12 noon. And this is Beaver Park. It's the one near Vermilionville.
Right. Beaver Park sort of split in half,
yeah,
by Highway 90.
People get confused when I mention Beaver Park.
The lakeside over there. But we're in the baseball fields. And, yeah, it's really – I mean, the thing is we want to invite everybody. It's a 9-hour event, and we really feel like we have packed more cool stuff. We got a 1,000-square-foot dance floor. We got a 4,000-square-foot dance tent. We've got, you know, just a great setting. And you know, you can go even explore Vermilionville while you're there. The Jean Lafitte Center, it's open until noon. They have great exhibits there. They have a film there you can see. And, yes, right here in Lafayette. You can even land your airplane or your helicopter right next door at the airport and walk to the festival. So.
Whoa. Well, if you're Edward Edwards, you could do that.
And you can take a boat. There's the right there. It's Bayou Vermilion.
Whoa.
Right there.
Perfect. Yeah.
Dock your kayak. Come on up.
That's right. I hadn't thought about that. So all of you in River Ranch, just get.
You can take a horse. We've been working on the multimodal aspect of traditional culture for a long time. But yeah, no, we're excited. It's the first time, and you know, it's we're expecting a crowd, but you know, people don't know what to expect. Where is it? What is it? What's the deal? And you know, but we've been practicing our speeches for, you know, when the fences come down and it's now a free festival.
Yes. I just want to see the flotilla of people going down the Vermilion, you know, like I say, from River Ranch, just floating down there and showing up at in the middle of Rootstock. So yeah, man, a great idea, and we're definitely looking forward to that. Is there a website, information?
Yes, you can actually, you can still, through about 5 o'clock tomorrow, you can save $5 on the tickets. LaFolkRoots.org, Louisiana Folk Roots. You can, you know, Google us, go straight to that website. You can call us and charge by phone, 337-234-8360. And we've got, you know, we're all over Facebook. We've been going bonkers. Mm-hmm. We kind of got a little Facebook event. We've probably been a little post-happy. So if you're our friend, I apologize for the voluminous. Oh, and we're adding Zachary Richard. Oh, and we're adding Michael Doucet. Oh, and Ray Absher's going to lead a jam. But, you know, that's what the notion is. It's a meeting place for people. Louisiana Folk Roots is. We're one of the organizations among many. In fact, the Tesh Project will be out there. The Projet Nouvelle Acadie will be out there. The Acadian Memorial Foundation will have a table. We'll have vendors from Louisiana Crafts Guild. So it's just a meeting. It's a meeting point, and really, that's a centrally located, good little spot. So we want to invite everybody to come.
Well, it happens this Saturday, beginning at 12 noon, high noon. Make it. And Roddy, how did you guys come up with what songs you're going to play with Johnny Allen? Did you get to rehearse yet? Or?
Well, actually, we have a rehearsal scheduled for this evening.
So it hasn't happened yet.
No. And
you have any ideas?
Thanks to Todd Mouton
for keep it fresh.
Keeping it fresh for me. And we'll see what happens. It's going to be great. You know, when you're honored to play with these, I don't know, philosopher stones, these pillars of rock and roll music, Louisiana music.
Amazing.
Do you have a description for
them? Well, when you think about Tommy and Johnny just, you know, by themselves, I mean, they're just, you know, what they represent and what they are. And, you know, at this event, you can talk to them, you know? I mean, they're going to be – there's not like a big backstage with security. And just to even say hello to Tommy McLean is amazing.
Right.
Get him on stage and get him to sing. that's like the speakers are glad to have his voice coming through them. You know?
Absolutely.
There you
and
go.
Yeah, and I don't know. Actually, I have no idea how you're going to do all these fit all these people into that set. That's where professionalism comes in.
Right. I wish we had a horn section because I would love to hear Johnny do this when he used to have his radio show back in the 80s here on KRVS. He tended to play a lot of his own records, and one of the ones he played almost every week was "I'm Going to Lose Myself Somewhere on Skid Row." But you need a horn section. But I would just die.
Well,
I would.
Or section.
That's right. You're correct. Yeah.
It's a reed bass.
Skid Row. I have not heard that since the 80s, so that would kill
dream
me to hear Mike Johnny do it.
Then
so.
This is what happens when you keep moving forward. I got a good friend of mine, Derek Houston, that's coming in from New Orleans that plays an amazing tenor sax and barry sax. So, you know, we'll see what
Skid
happens.
Row, man, just happen.
All right. Again, that's Rootstock happening this Saturday, beginning at 12 noon, Beaver Park. Guys, thanks so much for coming by. We're looking forward to this one. Let's see what else you guys can keep the calendar busy for us for the rest of the year.
We got 48 hours to add a few more special guests.
Right,
you never know.
Right.
We might come up with
them. All right. Thanks so much. This is Steve Riley, the Mamou Playboys, featuring Sam Broussard. I haven't spun this in a while. A Little Liar here on the Caravan.
Yeah, yeah. Jeune joueur. Yeah, danse. Jeune danseur. Yeah, montre. Jeune menteur. Des chansons, jeune chanteur, des mentries, jeune menteur. Quoi si tu vas faire avec mon cœur cassé? Quoi si tu vas faire avec mon cœur cassé? Quoi si tu vas faire avec mon cœur cassé? Quoi si tu vas faire avec mon cœur cassé? Oh,
just one of the many, many acts they'll be performing at Rootstock this Saturday. Pelican Park, 12 noon. Steve Riley, the Mamou Playboys. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And looking at that Medicine Ball calendar, this evening, Wayne Toops performs at the final Rhythms on the River in River Ranch for the season. Dash Riprock, along with Him for Her, plays Artmosphere. It's Blair Crimmins and the Hookers at the Blue Moon Saloon. Shimmer plays Bob's Pub, and it's the open mic at the Wild Salmon. On Friday, Bach Lunch, the final Bach Lunch for this fall season, and Parc Sans Souci, 12 noon, music by Les Bassettes. And then later on in the evening in Parc International, Nickel Beer performs at Downtown Alive. It's Coco Dree at Antlers following Downtown Alive. The Cathead Biscuit Boys and Blazin' Saddles plays Artmosphere. And the Melting Pot events happen at the Blue Moon Saloon, featuring the groups Sour Sedans, The Onlys, Sassafras, Jubilee, and Maker's Reel. On Saturday, it's Rootstock over at Pelican Park, beginning 12 noon. Roddy Romero, Steve Riley, Johnny Allen, you heard the list. It's big. Rootstock, 12 noon. Also, second Saturday Art Walk happens downtown Lafayette at all of the galleries, and I think there will be a special performance by Rube Boogaloo happening during Art Walk as well. The Nolens Johnnies play Artmosphere Saturday night, and it's Cedric Watson with Bijou Creole for their CD release, along with the band Faux Filet. That all happens at the Blue Moon Saloon. You can also catch David Egan Sunday at brunch, and he is hitting the Blue Dog Cafe. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Lee Klein Peter with Old Gold, and at 1 o'clock, Joanna Devine with the Avalon Variety Hour. Also, a reminder that this coming Monday evening, 7:30 p.m., the Cane Fire Film Series presents the documentary Muscle Shoals. That's right, the famous studio down Alabama way. Hear stories from all of the great artists. That film will screen at 7:30 p.m. I'll give away a pair of tickets to caller number 3 here at the studio line. It's 482-6991. 482-6991, caller number 3 wins a pair of tickets to see Muscle Shoals, part of the Cane Fire Film Series, this Monday evening. This is Smith. Gail McCormick and the group called Smith and Baby It's You. And Baby, I keep messing up. It's Rootstock will be happening in Beaver Park. I keep saying Pelican Park and getting those animals mixed up. Again, Beaver Park, right near Vermilionville, this Saturday. Rootstock. This is the Watts 103rd Street Band doing their thing here on the Caravan.
But who in your measly little world are you you're trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold. So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
Did anybody see that Hendrix documentary, Train A-Comin', that was aired on PBS the other night? Man, what a great documentary that was. That was Hendrix's title track to the first LP, Are You Experienced? Preceded by the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band, doing their thing here on The Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS are also made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. Thanks so much for pledging your support during KRVS's fall fundraiser. You can do that anytime at our website at krvs.org. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great weekend. There should be no loss of things to do. And come on back. We'll do this again on Monday. Let's close out with some classic Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again on Monday.